Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Well, it finally happened. The mainstream media can celebrate. Governor Ron DeSantis has been taken down by allegations. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hold on. I got the wrong governor. It's actually Governor Andrew Cuomo who's being taken down by allegations of
Mussels marinara, the Italian strongman.
Sexual harassment. Now, if you haven't heard about this, Letitia James, who's the AG in New York, came forward today. She had a press conference. She also released a scathing report on the allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Attorney General Letitia James, Tuesday. So she releases this report, and she also did a press conference, and it's by far the number one story of the day, without a doubt. Now, here's the interesting part of it. They confirm that, yes, he touched people when he shouldn't have and all those details, and we will play all of this. We have a lot of great cuts from it. If you missed it, if you heard a little bit about it, I got some texts from people today saying, what's going on with Cuomo? I'm hearing something, but I'm busy. Here's a place to be. Tell your friends. Grace Curley Show. We're going to go through all the clips. We're going to go down memory lane and kind of refresh your memory on some of these accusers, these very brave women who came forward against the creep Andrew Cuomo. Remember when the mainstream media was calling him America's boyfriend? I've got a new one. He's America's stalker. He's America's creepazoid. He'd be America's ex-boyfriend who turned out to be like Mark Wahlberg in the movie Fear. He's not the kind of boyfriend you want to bring home to your family. That goes without saying. And I think we should, I'm going to say, let's get after it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Chris Cuomo's tagline. Speaking of Chris, I'm wondering if this is going to affect his performance tonight. I mean, it's not like anyone's watching, but still, it's going to be hard for him to get out there and pretend to be a serious news journalist with his brow furrowed when the entire country is talking about how terrible his big bro is. And that's exactly what we will be talking about right now. So let me break this down.
They were wrong before they were right.
We were right the whole time. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggested sexual nature, which creates a hostile work environment for women. Now, as far as new revelations, this part of it is not surprising, because even if you are skeptical of these women, which you have no reason to be, but if you were skeptical, we have photos. We have proof. I mean, the New York Post put up a picture of him with one of the accusers where he has her head in his hands and he's like leaning in for a kiss. There was videotape of him visiting a flood victim and giving her kisses on the face. So this part of it, obviously, they'd come to this conclusion because they don't really have another option to come to. But there were some nuggets in here that were pretty incredible that we did not know until now. And specifically one that a particular person in this office is listening to the show right now and wants us to start with, and I don't blame him, is the blame game. This is something we found out. So Cuomo, we know he's like a mobster, you know, and I know he gets mad if you say that because you can't make any, unless he's making a Godfather reference with Tony Fauci, that's okay.
But if leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
But what we've learned from the Cuomos is if we decide to use it, it's I think they said at one point, like a racial slur or an ethnic slur is probably what they said. But he's very threatening. You know, he's a bully and he's operated like this for a very long time. We saw that with Ron Kim, the congressman from New York, when he came forward about the nursing homes. He said he would get, you know, a call from Cuomo in the middle of the night, basically threatening him. He's like a bigger, tougher TJ Ducklow. And that none of that is surprising. But how far this guy went when he got desperate, specifically when Lindsay Boylan came out against him. Now, Lindsay was one of the first accusers. She came out and she wrote a series of tweets, and nobody was interested in it at the time because this was still when Cuomo was, you know, Chelsea Handler was fawning over him. He was going to be the next president. He was in a leather bomber jacket. You know, it felt so good to have someone we could trust. People were slobbering over him. Vogue was writing puff pieces about him. It was really gross. Lindsay Boylan, so, you know, people put that to the side. It was inconvenient at the time. Then she, as these things started to heat up, Lindsay actually wrote a story, or she had a piece out where she detailed some of this harassment, and it was really bad. I mean, he was asking her if she wanted to play strip poker. He tried to kiss her, I believe, in the governor's office, and there was something about cigars, Bill Clinton's cigars or something. It was gross. And when she came out, she was a very credible witness and a credible victim. And so the Cuomo team started panicking. And what they did next to try to discredit Boylan is pretty amazing. Let's play. This is Annie Clark, who was at this press conference today. This is Cut 24.
The letter attacked Ms. Boylan for alleged conduct at work, for alleged conduct with men other than the governor, as well as postulating various political conspiracies, including that Ms. Boylan was funded by far-right Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump.
Oh, no. Not the...
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Anytime something doesn't go in the Democrats' favor, they say, QAnon, Trump, credulous boomer rubes, rednecks. Who would have thought Andrew Cuomo is postulating a conspiracy theory? Huh, I thought only Tom Cotton and Dr. Scott Atlas were into the fringe alt-right conspiracy theories. That's very interesting. You know, the last refuge of a scandal is blaming Donald Trump. Keep in mind, all this was happening during Trump's election, or Trump's campaigning to become president. So he was kind of busy, you know, he was running the country, running for president. He wasn't, you know, meeting with Lindsay Boylan going over tactics on how to take down Cuomo. That was all Cuomo's own doing. And that became clear because after Lindsay Boylan came forward, that was really when the dam broke and several other people started coming forward. And we'll get into some of that. But I want to play the New York Attorney General Letitia James basically breaking that this is not going to go well for Andrew Cuomo, that they can confirm all of this. Cut 18.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
Now, I know what you're thinking, because it's the question we've been asking around the office. It's the obvious question of the day. Can Cuomo survive this? This has to be, he has nine lives politically, but this has got to be the last one. I don't know. I'm interested. 844-500-4242. He should have been brought to justice a long time ago. What he did with the nursing homes in New York, sending COVID-infected patients back to nursing homes, was reprehensible. But the Democrats saw more of an opportunity to get rid of him politically with these sexual harassment allegations. They didn't want to touch the nursing home thing, because then what happens is, if you go after Cuomo for nursing homes, you got to go after Whitmer for nursing homes. You got to go after several Democrat governors, and they don't want to ruin the reputations of the rest of their leaders. So they decided, all right, we'll go with the sexual harassment allegations. These are bad. These are really bad, and credit to Letitia James. She broke down exactly what it was. Cut 19.
Over the course of the five-month investigation, the investigators spoke to 179 individuals, including complainants, current and former members of the executive chamber, state troopers, additional state employees, and others who interacted regularly with the governor. In addition, they reviewed more than 74,000 pieces of evidence, including documents, emails, texts, audio files, and pictures.
Yeah, we saw some of those pictures on the cover of the New York Post. Damning photos. Let's play cut 20.
These interviews and pieces of evidence reveal a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees in violation of both federal and state laws. The independent investigation found that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, many of whom were young women, by engaging in unwanted groping, kisses, hugging, and by making inappropriate comments. Further, the governor and his senior team took actions to retaliate against at least one former employee for coming forward with her story, her truth. And Governor Cuomo's administration fostered a toxic workplace that enabled harassment and created a hostile work environment where staffers did not feel comfortable coming forward with complaints,
you know,
about sexual harassment due to a climate of fear and given the power dynamics.
It's interesting because back during the Salem witch trials, if you wanted to take someone down, you could just start screaming, "Witch! She's a witch!" Now, I guess you can just, if someone says something you don't like or has an inconvenient story, you can just start screaming, "Trump! Trump! She met with Trump! She met with Trump! And I saw it with my own eyes! And she has a MAGA hat in her locker! And she's a Trump supporter!" And he just thought he could say it a couple times and it would all go away. But that's clearly not happening. I'm going to take your calls this hour. We have so much more sound to get to. 844-500-4242. But I want to hear from the listeners. Do you think this is it for Cuomo? I kind of think it is. I honestly do. And I say that I always veer on the side of being optimistic. So I hope it's the end for Cuomo. But I don't know how he gets out of this one. Call in. Tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a way. You know, maybe he's got one life left politically. He's cut through them, but maybe he's got one that I'm missing. It's true what they say, a perfect smile's change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. That's not a good way to live. You want to smile. Your smile says so much about you, and it really does help you have confidence, and you know, you lead with it, and you want it to be something you're very proud of. It's really amazing to watch the video testimonials at Perfect Smiles. I always say, go to perfectsmiles.com. You don't have to take my word for it. Go there yourself. Watch these videos. You'll be amazed and you'll understand what I'm talking about. They're incredible transformations. Dr. Bruce Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free. The staff is lovely. I went there for a teeth cleaning, best one I've ever had. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today. Look at their video testimonials. All you have to do is go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. We will be back with your calls and with a lot more sound. It's an Andrew Cuomo kind of day. America's boyfriend. America is officially filing a restraining order against her boyfriend because turns out he's kind of a jerk. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Janice Dean is now on Fox News. She's their senior meteorologist, and she's been fighting against Andrew Cuomo. She's one of the first people. I want to give a huge shout out to Janice Dean, to Joe Borelli, to Ron Kim, everybody who refused to be bullied out of investigating and looking into Andrew Cuomo. This guy has so many layers of corruption. Let's go to Janice Dean a little bit on Fox. I want to hear what she's saying.
I salute, I thank the Lord for these women that were brave enough to tell their stories and show what a monster this man is.
Yeah, and that monster, I remember being in the Trump White House every day. We were compared to the great Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was holding those press conferences.
So that's Kayleigh McEnany. There's no doubt that Andrew Cuomo is a monster, and we're going to get into that. But first, today's poll question is brought to you by Exit Realty. With over 25 locations in New England, they have you covered. To learn more about their innovative technology that gets your house sold, go to exitrealty.com/New England. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Will Andrew Cuomo survive this?
No. No, I don't think he will.
53% of the audience says no, he will not, but 47% say yes, he will.
Well, that might change as we play more of this sound and you figure out just how bad.
I mean, oh my God, the stuff they detailed.
Yeah, let's go to cut. This is New York Attorney General Letitia James, cut 21.
The investigators found that Governor Cuomo's actions and those of the executive chamber violated multiple state and federal laws, as well as the executive chamber's own written policies. This investigation has revealed conduct that corrodes the very fabric and character of our state government and shines light on injustice that can be present at the highest levels of government.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this was after months and months and months and months of the media trying desperately to find something about Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, they were trying to accuse him of being this monstrous, evil dictator. And they had Cuomo sitting right in front of them. They had a treasure trove of information, but they had no journalistic curiosity. And people on CNN and MSNBC would not touch this thing until they had no other option, until it was so obviously a major problem for Andrew Cuomo that they had to cover it. And even then, they barely did. Let's go to former federal prosecutor June Kim. He talks about how this is a pattern for Andrew Cuomo. Cut 22.
These were not isolated incidents. They were part of a pattern. The governor's pattern of sexually harassing behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, but extended to other state employees, including a state trooper who served on his protective detail. There are 11 complainants whose allegations are set forth in great detail in the report. 9 of them are or were employed by the state of New York or a state-affiliated entity.
Yeah, and I think that because of how long after the allegations came out, this report came out a long time after. So I want to refresh people's memory, specifically about Lindsay Boylan, because this is the woman who Andrew Cuomo sent out a memo that she was, colluding. We'll use some of their old favorite terms, colluding with Trump people to take him down. Because he has, there's nothing he won't say or do to save himself. So Lindsay Boylan, a former aide to Cuomo, I'm reading now from ABC News. This is an old article, but it gives you a timeline of all these different accusations. Was the first to accuse the governor of sexual harassment and kissing her against her will. In December, she wrote a series of tweets sharing her allegations for the first time. She tweeted, "Yes, Cuomo sexually harassed me for years. Many saw it and watched. I could never anticipate what to expect. Would I be grilled on my work, which was very good, or harassed about my looks? Or would it be both in the same conversation? This was the way for years." Boylan expanded on the allegations in a Medium piece. That's what really got people talking. She talked about how one of the people in his team told her that Cuomo had a crush on her. In October 2017, Boylan alleged that Cuomo invited her to play strip poker as they were on a government plane together. She also alleged that Cuomo kissed her on the lips without warning on one occasion in 2018 at his New York City office. We'll get into Charlotte Bennett, Anna Roush. There were several of these situations, including the one about the state trooper where he touched her stomach as he walked by. a lot of strange, strange things. And this is the hero of the Democrats. Doesn't that tell you all you need to know? We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. We're talking Cuomo. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Peter Ducey must have just a notebook full of questions today. I have one for him. Here's a suggestion. Excuse me, Jen, does Joe Biden still consider Andrew Cuomo the gold standard?
And the answer is, I don't fully know. We've been leaving it to the governors. Thank God the governors have been moving. Your governor of New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
You know, Biden must have had a sixth sense. He's a hair sniffer. Cuomo's more of a stomach toucher, I guess. But he must have thought, you know, he's my kind of guy. He actually at one point said he's a great guy. Let's play this flashback, cut 59.
I think Governor Cuomo is capable and president. I think he's a great guy.
Of course you do. Of course you do, Joe. You guys have so much in common. All right, now back to this press conference, this bombshell breaking news press conference. It's the New York AG has finally released a scathing report on Andrew Cuomo. If you're just tuning in, here's what you need to know. They are confirming all of the allegations from these women after looking into this for quite some time. And they actually broke down a lot of them. I think it's worth playing almost every single sound cut here, because if you missed this press conference, it was something to see. Let's start with Annie Clark. I want to start with we played this in the first opening segment, but it is hysterical to think that Cuomo was in such a panic to silence Lindsay Boylan, who was the same woman who accused him of offering to play strip poker, of unwanted kissing, you know, just a lot of creepiness. So this is what Cuomo decided to do. Cut 23. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I missing something here? We will get to that in a second. But the probe finds Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, violated federal and state law, and he was retaliating against these victims by basically saying that they were teaming up with Donald Trump or with Trump supporters to try to take him down. This is a pattern with Democrats, because Newsom did the same thing. He said that when the recall was happening, he said that it was because QAnon people were, you know, spreading misinformation about him. So this is a classic tactic. But let's play Annie Clark, cut 24 or 23. I'm sorry.
The letter attacked Ms. Boylan for alleged conduct at work, for alleged conduct with men other than the governor, as well as postulating various political conspiracies, including that Ms. Boylan was funded by far-right Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump.
Uh-oh. That is the worst thing I've ever heard. And, you know, it's so absurd, but it does make me laugh thinking of Cuomo drafting up this memo, you know, having someone write it for him. Yeah, and also say, throw in Trump. That will get them off our back. It's like, no, that's not going to work. Let's keep going down the line here. I want to play some of these Annie Clark quotes where she specifically breaks down exactly what Cuomo did. Let's do her talking about Cuomo groping and hugging complainant number one, cut 25.
On November 16th, 2020, in the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast. This was the culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct, including numerous close and intimate hugs where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body, and he sometimes ran his hands up and down her back while he did so.
Ugh. Cut 26.
Executive assistant number one had vowed that she was going to take these violations, as she put it, to the grave. She was terrified that if she spoke out, she would lose her job. But she broke down in front of colleagues when she heard the governor on March 3rd, 2021, in his press conference, claim that he had never touched anyone inappropriately.
That's a big thing you see with these political scandals, is that the arrogance of a lot of these people like Andrew Cuomo when they're denying the allegations actually spark a lot of people to come forward because they may never have said anything, but watching someone like him deny it. And also, it's not only that he denied it, he would keep getting more and more vicious and blaming more people and shifting blame. And that's got to be incredibly frustrating to watch if you're one of these women. Let's play cut 27.
The governor also several times inappropriately touched a state trooper assigned to the unit to protect the governor. In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you."
Oh, my gosh. Even the state trooper? That lady's packing heat. You think he'd leave her alone? This guy has no boundaries. Cut 28.
Another time, she was standing holding the door open for the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to where the hip where she keeps her gun. She told us that she felt completely violated to have the governor touch her, as she put it, between her chest and her privates.
Ugh. Cut 29.
At one event in September 2019, while having his picture taken with an employee of a state entity, the governor grabbed this young woman's butt. At another event in May of 2017, the governor pressed and ran his fingers across the chest of a woman while reading the name of her company, whose logo was on her chest.
It's really disturbing stuff, and it will be interesting to see how Chris Cuomo covers this, how CNN covers this. I mean, these are the same people who really thought, guaranteed, you have to take it with a grain of salt. They also thought Michael Avenatti was going to be president. But at one point, they really put all their eggs in the Cuomo basket. And it's almost like he knew that if he ran for president, this would all come out, because he was very, very adamant that he had no interest in running for president. I kind of wonder if he knew that that would open this can of worms up. But it didn't even take that. He was so arrogant every single day, and he was getting so much praise from the press for being this angelic hero on our TV screens that it made enough women who know the true Andrew Cuomo sick to come forward. Let's play some of these flashbacks here just to remind you of what an ass Andrew Cuomo was. Cut 50.
I do not believe I have ever done anything in my public career that I am ashamed of. I didn't know I was making her uncomfortable at the time. I feel badly that I did.
I don't think you do feel badly. I will say, I don't think he probably has ever done anything he's ashamed of, because in order to feel shame, you have to not be a sociopath, which is becoming more and more of a probability here. I mean, that was the common theme I would hear from Joe Borelli, from Janice Dean, was this guy's a sociopath. He lays his head down at night and he really thinks, I'm Andrew Cuomo. I have an Emmy Award winner. I'm a Ted Kennedy Inspired Leadership Award. This guy really buys his own BS. So I don't think that he ever felt ashamed of all of the horrible things he did to these women. But that's not really the standard we have to worry about, because clearly nothing. You'd think he'd be ashamed that Chris Cuomo's on TV every night. That'd be enough for most people to feel ashamed, but that obviously doesn't do it. So I don't think there's any anything that will meet the level that is required for Andrew Cuomo to feel shame. Let's play. This is another flashback. And by the way, Andrew Cuomo is about to make a response to this report, and we will take that live if he does come out. Let's play Cut 51.
There's obviously allegations, and then there are allegations, right? And there's a spectrum of allegations. There's capital crimes, there's physical violence, right? Down to more minor allegations.
But you know which one I really want to play here? This is him saying he won't speculate on the possible motives for these allegations because, you know, there has to be something devious here. It can't just be that women want to come forward. so this creep, this mega stalker creepazoid gets justice. No, there's got to be something else. There's got to be a different motive. Cut 52.
I won't speculate about people's possible motives, but I can tell you, as a former attorney general who's gone through this situation many times, there are often many motivations for making an allegation.
I will be detailing this in a memo later today, where I will say that the motivations is Trump. He's like, I won't speculate on the motivations. I will, however, draft up a memo for my employees that say the motivations are she's working with Trump supporters. And then you wonder why he feels no shame. Cut 53, another flashback.
Is it possible that I have taken a picture with a person who, after the fact, says they were uncomfortable with the pose in the picture? Yes. And that's what you're hearing about.
I think that part of Cuomo's issue is he talked so much after these allegations came out. He never shut up. And he tried to explain it away. He thought this was going to be like a casual cocktail party conversation where, you know, he explains his side and then nobody bothers him again. And he would just talk himself into these bad situations. And at one point, he actually threw his dad under the bus. Papa Cuomo. Let's play cut 55.
You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people. Men, women, it is my usual and customary way of greeting. You know that because you've watched me for, more years than we care to remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable. You want to reach out to them.
Yeah, kind of had the opposite effect, I guess. I don't think you were known for making people feel comfortable. In fact, based off this report, you are known for making people feel incredibly uncomfortable. Violated, in fact, was a word that was used often. Let's play one more cut here. This is cut 59.
Do you regret inviting these female aides over, often to help you with technology, your phone, especially after the multiple allegations of sexual harassment against you?
No. I have many women who are working in state government. I'm very proud that we probably have more women in senior positions than ever before. And I think that is a good thing. And I think we should encourage people to hire more women in state government, in private practice, in private businesses, and bring them to the highest levels.
I really hope this guy gets justice. He is an absolute arrogant, power-hungry monster. And he ridiculed Janice Dean. His staff bullied other people that spoke out against him. And the whole time we were told that he was so much better than Donald Trump, you know? It's so refreshing to watch his TV conferences because he makes you feel good and he makes you feel safe and it restores your faith in America. This is the Democrats' gold standard. This is their hero. Just keep that in mind. They don't have a great track record with picking superstars. You know, they have a great track record of picking sexual harassers and creeps and jailbirds like Michael Avenatti. This is just another one to add to the list. But I'm so happy that this is finally, it looks like this is the final straw for Andrew Cuomo. I hope I am right. Eden Pure has done it again. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. One user writes, very surprised at how well the small units worked. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did. And now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and you'll save $200. That means one for your basement, for your first floor, for your second floor, all in one purchase. With a 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, your workplace, even your car. It's been months now, and we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. It definitely does. It works in hours, sometimes even minutes. Works great if you cook and you want to get rid of that smell afterwards. It's just a great product. I'm actually going to hold it up for the cameras. It's small. It's easy to use. No air filters are required, so that saves you a lot of time and money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. The special 3-pack special ends this week. We'll be back on the other side with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Start the afternoon up right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I should mention that New York City is mandating COVID vaccine proof to enter indoor restaurants, venues, gyms. It's another great idea by Bill de Blasio. It's called Key to NYC Pass. And as Joe Borelli just put it, Mayor de Blasio is announcing that 69% of blacks, 58% of Latinos, and the majority of Bronx residents are ineligible to eat in a restaurant or go to a gym. That's just if you break down the numbers, because believe it or not, vaccine hesitant people aren't all MAGA Trump supporters, and all MAGA Trump supporters aren't actually diabolically coming up with ways to take down Andrew Cuomo, despite what he might tell his staffers. Let's go to the calls before we get to more of the sound. Jason, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, hey, Grace. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
This guy is just, when he was on, you know, during the height of the pandemic, this guy was just sitting there, he'd sip his water, like just such a smug, you know, arrogant, you know. And my mother-in-law, just because it's Italian, would say, oh, I love this guy. I go, you know, she don't even know what the hell she's talking about or what she was watching. But but getting back to what you were just saying about the Blasio, wait till they start turning away blacks at the restaurants.
I know.
They're going to have to.
Well, that's what's.
I can't wait for that.
Well, Jason, that's exactly what's going to happen, because as Joe Borelli pointed out, that 69% of black people in New York City do not have the COVID vaccine. And I guess according to Bill de Blasio, they don't deserve the right to gain entry to those establishments. Again, that's the mayor of New York City. We'll get into that in the next hour. But I do want to play a couple more of these here. Let's do cut. This is Annie Clark, who is at this press conference today. Let's do cut 36.
They simply moved Ms. Bennett and instituted a policy of not having a junior staffer be alone with the governor. And even that, they said, was to protect the governor.
Yeah, that's never a good sign if you have to institute a policy that the governor can't be alone with junior staffers. That should be a red flag. Let's do cut 37.
Within hours of Ms. Boylan's December 13th, 2020 tweet alleging sexual harassment, key members of the governor's inner circle had obtained confidential memos, ones that were stamped attorney-client privileged. They were primarily about an interaction between Ms. Boylan and an assistant. They then redacted the names of individuals other than Ms. Boylan and started sending the memos to reporters.
Yeah. His staff, and guaranteed I'm sure some of them were brainwashed by him, but they sound just as terrible. Like, they are complete enablers of this psychopath. And I'm not a huge, I don't curse that often, but it is hard to describe Andrew Cuomo without cursing. I mean, I think what a lot of people are saying, smug, jerk, you know, those words. But other words come to mind for sure. Let's also play cut 38.
The letter attacked Ms. Boylan for alleged conduct at work, for alleged conduct with men other than the governor, as well as postulating various political conspiracies, including that Ms. Boylan was funded by far-right Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump.
And if that doesn't work, if that doesn't save you, what will? We'll be right back with more of this, and we've got Carol Markowitz in the 1 o'clock hour. I have a feeling she'll have something to say about Andrew Cuomo. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.